This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The nation will celebrate the 79th Independence Day tomorrow with Prime Minister Narendra Modi leading the celebrations from the iconic Red Fort in Delhi. The Prime Minister will hoist the national flag and address the nation from the ramparts of the iconic monument. As the nation is making giant strides towards realizing the government's vision of Viksit Bharat by 2047, the theme of this year's celebrations is Naya Bharat. The celebrations will serve as a platform to commemorate the continuing rise of a prosperous, secure and bold Naya Bharat and provide renewed power to surge further ahead on the path of progress. The success of Operation Sindoor will be celebrated during the Independence Day celebrations this year. Invitation cards are carrying the Operation Sindoor logo as well as the watermark of the Chinar Bridge. Around 5,000 special guests from different walks of life have been invited to witness the celebrations at the Red Fort this year. These include Indian contingent of the Special Olympics 2025, winners of international sports events, and gold medalists of Khelo India Para Games. President Draupadi Murmu will address the nation today on the eve of the 79th Independence Day. The address will be broadcast from 7 in the evening on the entire national network of Akashvani and telecast over all channels of Doordarshan in Hindi, followed by the English version. Broadcast of the address in Hindi and English on Doordarshan will be followed by broadcasts in regional languages by regional channels of Doordarshan. Akashvani will broadcast regional language versions at 9:30 tonight on its respective regional networks. Today is Partition Horrors Remembrance Day. It commemorates the victims and sufferings of people during the partition of India in 1947. This day, the nation pays homage to all those who sacrificed their lives and suffered unimaginable pain during the partition in 1947. In a social media post, Prime Minister Narendra Modi said that this day reminds the upheaval and pain endured by countless people during the tragic chapter of our history. He said this day honors their grit, the ability to face unimaginable loss and still find the strength to start afresh. In the run-up to the 79th Independence Day celebrations, people across the country are actively participating in the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign. Ghar, ghar, tiranga. Har ghar, tiranga. In Jammu and Kashmir, the district administration Rajouri organized multiple Tiranga rallies under the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign, witnessing massive participation of people from all walks of life and sections of the society. Over 7,000 citizens participated in the rally, carrying a 2-kilometer-long national flag, symbolizing the collective commitment of the people towards upholding the ideals and syncretic values of the nation. In Bihar, the Sashastra Sima Bal in Patna and its various battalions along the Indo-Nepal border organized a Tiranga rally. Across Maharashtra, the Har Ghar Tiranga campaign is underway with patriotic fervor. US President Donald Trump has issued a warning to Russian President Vladimir Putin, threatening severe consequences if Moscow obstructs peace in Ukraine. Replying to a question, he hinted that punitive measures could follow if the scheduled meeting in Alaska tomorrow fails to produce results.
Will Russia face any consequences if Vladimir Putin does not agree to stop the war after your meeting on Friday?
Yes, there will be consequences. There will be, I don't have to say, there will be very severe consequences.
The warning comes after a high-level virtual call between Trump, Zelensky and European leaders hosted by Germany to outline non-negotiable positions ahead of the Alaska talks. The Indian Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast very heavy rainfall over Jammu and Kashmir, Himachal Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha region and coastal Andhra today. It said heavy rainfall is expected over Uttarakhand during the next 5 days. Similar conditions are likely to be experienced in isolated pockets of Punjab, Haryana, Chandigarh and Uttar Pradesh till Saturday. The weather agency has also predicted heavy rainfall over Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha and Chhattisgarh till the 19th of this month and in Bihar during the next 2 days. Meanwhile, Delhi and its adjoining areas witnessed heavy rainfall and thunderstorm this morning. The weatherman has said that the national capital will witness light to moderate rainfall throughout the day. And that is the end of this news bulletin.